All right, folks. Welcome back to the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. Pete Gibby here at the controls. And as promised, we got a special treat for you this morning. Got the head coach of the Paonia Eagles football team, Mr. Brent McCray, in the house. Say hi, Brent.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. And also Mr. Eric Gould.
Greetings.
KVNF Sports reporter. I'm sure you've seen him prowling the sidelines before there, Brent. You want us to call you coach?
Whatever.
All right. Let's call coaches. Coach is good. Coach is more official. All right, coach, how you feeling? Big game. Let's talk about Let's summarize for everybody who may not know. Paonia is in the state semifinals.
That's correct.
Playing Buena Vista.
Buena Vista, Buena.
Buena, over there.
Over
there. So you got to get on the road trip here. So what time's the game? 1 o'clock tomorrow?
1 o'clock tomorrow. We are actually going to leave here today at 4:30 with a little send-off at the high school.
I was going to ask you that. Okay, so you're leaving today at 4:30. There is some weather blowing in, so I hope they got the snow tires on the bus or something. Let's see.
Yeah, we
got to go over, Cochetopa Pass? Is that the way you're going?
No, we're going to go black to Gunnison.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, I guess that's how you go. Yeah, there you go. So, all right. So, not a bad drive, though. Should be a nice, it's always a good Colorado scenic drive going that way. So, I wanted to talk a little first about that last game. That was an amazing game. Big game for a lot of these players. We'll just talk about a couple of them. Will Austin, senior. Looks like he's a great student, too. I was just seeing on the thing. He's a National Honor Society, something like that. So, that's great to see. And big game for him as a senior.
Yeah, he stepped up. He's been one of our leaders, was voted captain early on, and he's our tailback, and he's our quiet leader. Great kid, like you said, 4.0,
yeah,
the whole nine yards. So he had they were kind of keen on Walters a little bit, and that just opened up everything for Will Austin.
Great. That's great.
Coach, I know I've been watching you play this whole season. You kind of run a full house backfield, power running team. A team like that relies on the offensive line. And to me, that's the difference. I've seen this Paonia team the last 6 years, and the thing that stands out in my mind is how big they are on the line and just how much they control the line of scrimmage. Did you see that at the beginning of the year, or is that something that developed over time? Talk a little bit about the offensive line. I know you got a new line coach in Don Holt. Did that help out a little, and how did the line shape together?
Well, we started out, we knew we had the size and the strength, but we didn't know how they would come together. The potential was there. And it was a new scheme coming in with myself and my pop and Don Holt. And once we started to fit the kids and finally got them in the positions they needed to be, and they learned it and they became students of the game. Because at the beginning of the year, they weren't quite sure whether this was going to work. But after about two or three games, they're like, hey, we can run the ball. And they started, they kind of bond together. They even run together after practice, and they're a pretty tight group, and they have a lot of pride in getting the job done, and they don't care about the praise. You know, Will and Taylor and
right.
Gunner get all the press, and they're fine with that.
You got a name for them, the Hogs or something?
The Hogs.
Hogs, there you go. All right, just like Pee-wee. All right, well, another strong game for Walters. We got to talk about him for a second, only a sophomore. What's the ceiling on this kid? I mean, I see his mom over there at the bank. She's over 6 foot, so this kid's probably got 3 or 4 inches to grow. I know he's a big hoops player, too, so.
Yeah, he grew. He probably grew an inch since season started, and his grandpa's a big guy too.
Really, yeah.
So he's got a shot if he wants to work. He could be as good as he wants to be.
There you go. That's great.
He's very comparable to a Buena Vista's quarterback, who's also a sophomore. Vaults, I think, is his name, and he has over 2,700 total yards on this offense on this season. What's the plan going in to try and contain their quarterback?
Yeah, number 4, Keegan Wentz. He's a special kid,
mm-hmm.
Sophomore.
Okay, sophomore.
He's about 210.
Wow.
And he's a strong, big kid. He likes to run, and he can throw it.
Wow.
He's really good.
So these guys, they're here to stay, too, because they were in the finals last year, right?
Yep.
They lost to Cedar Edge in the finals. Oh, man, they want this.
Oh, yeah, bad. And they're playing for a little bit more. They had the strategy with their
assistant
coach, and so our prayers and wishes go out to them.
Amen. Amen to that. All right. I got to ask you about the move to send in the freshman Simpson to kick the field goal. You're only up one score at that point. That was a gutsy move. What was your thought process there?
Well, throughout the year, we're like, man, we need to get this kid a field goal, and the opportunity never really arose. And then we started to drive. We were inside the 10 again, and we're like, well, what are we going to do on fourth down? If we get a field goal, we'll be up two scores.
Right. That's right.
And so we're like, you know what? There was no question. There was no doubt.
Send him in.
We knew he was going to make it.
All right. So that was kind of, I think that was what I read in the paper. It was a 38-yarder. Is that right?
It's 27.
27-yarder. Hey.
I've been covering high school football since, I don't know, 1988. And I guess One thing that stands out in my mind is the kicking game during the playoffs is absolutely vital. Do you have confidence in the kicking game going into it?
I think the one area that's improved the most on our team is our kicking game. I don't know if you were there at our home opener against Basalt, and we were missing extra points. We were just terrible on the kicking game, and now that's one of our strengths. Yeah. That's our asset.
That's great, and only a freshman. Mm-hmm. So, Coach, turnovers, definitely an issue in that last game. That game was probably closer than it should have been. A few issues there. So what are you talking about this week, kind of trying to cut down there?
Our goal is ball control.
Yeah.
And that's been kind of our Achilles all season. We've had a lost fumble in every single game of the year. Everyone.
Yeah.
We've been working on it. The kids know what to do. But I got to credit Monta Vista the last game because they flew around. You thought you'd be in the open field, and pretty soon two or three guys would be right there making a hit on you, and you weren't ready for it. So that was part of it, so give them credit. But we're going to take care of the ball a little better this week.
Are you making them walk around with the ball in their hand all week? Or
warming up all the time.
There you go. Good. All right. Go ahead, Eric.
A lot of our listeners in our listening area still don't know too much about you. Maybe you could just introduce yourself a little bit. Is this the first head coaching job you've had, and where did you come from? What's your background?
I grew up on the Eastern Plains in Colorado in a small town east of Springs. Started teaching at Custer County, and I was a head track coach there and head girls basketball coach there for 3 years. Then needed a change to a little different environment, and now moved to Paonia last year, helped out with the junior high, and got to know the coaching staff and the kids, and then they gave me the opportunity to take the helm here, and couldn't have made a better decision ever.
Great deal, yeah. So give us a few impressions of life in Paonia, enjoying it.
I love it.
Yeah, right.
I love the town, small town, tough kids, great school, great teachers.
Still single, I see? No.
Yeah, eligible bachelor.
Most eligible bachelor in Paonia, I think, folks. Wow. All right, cool. So can you point to a moment in this season when you sort of thought, man, I think we may have, you know, the first year, obviously they were good last year, but, man, was there a point in the season where you said, can you think of a moment where you said, man, may have something here?
We started the season knowing we could be pretty good. Then we won two in a row, thought we were pretty good, and Centauri came in and beat us.
Yeah.
And that kind of, our heads were a little big at that time, and that was good for us. Then we had a couple of easier games. The big game was Meeker when we had 5 turnovers in the second half, and we scored with 25 seconds left to win the game. That's when, maybe these kids will start believing. And then the big turning point was halftime at Hotchkiss. When we came out of halftime at Hotchkiss, up 7-0 and just played a stellar second half.
Yeah, it was like a road grader after that.
That's when we knew. Yep, kids started to believe.
Great. And Centauri. Speaking of Centauri, they're lurking on the other side of the bracket, right? I know you want another shot at those guys.
It would be nice, but we have to beat Buena Vista first.
There's good coach talk.
But Centauri also has to get through Lyman, who's undefeated and extremely tough.
Wow.
The thing about the Centauri game is Paonia was missing their entire linebacking core due to injury, so it would be a totally different thing if they played again. But as you say, I think Buena Vista is first. What would you say is the one key you've identified going into tomorrow's game?
Besides the turnovers, we have to contain the Wentz kid. They run a little jet sweep offense where the three backs can keep it. If we can do our job and stay disciplined, contain number 4, we have a very good chance to win.
All right, good deal. So I looked online. Max Preps is predicting a 28-27 Buny win.
Yeah, we're going to flip that.
Saw that.
That's the plan.
All right. So any other scouting report on those guys with their defense? They're tough, too.
They have the thing they have on us, they have some playoff experience because they made the run last year, and they have a lot of platooning. They I think only 4 kids play both ways, and most of our kids play both ways.
Wow.
But I think we're in pretty good shape, so those are kind of the key factors. Mm-hmm. And benefit for us is we're kind of built for bad weather.
Yeah, right.
There's 100% chance of precipitation.
100% chance. So why do you think that? You just got some tough kids?
We're tough. We're Paonia kids.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Love it.
And Max Preps has been wrong several times so far this season, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, who writes that thing? Some front ranger, I bet.
Exactly.
Coach, tell me about the senior class. These guys are so special. You know, they haven't beaten Hotchkiss basically in their lives. We've got Ty Coates, Tyler Jackson, Jesse Gillenwater, Will Austin has played such a huge role. Jared Burge has been a great player, motivational leader. Drew Lee, that guy has some impressive facial hair.
Better than me.
18 years old and he can grow a beard. That's impressive. Tristan Littlejohn, Tony Darling, all these guys, just great year for you.
Oh, they've been great leaders. And coming in as a new staff, some people had to learn different positions or get moved. And every single one of them has stepped up and known their role. And the key about that group is they all love football.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They love to compete. They love to win.
Right.
And they're helping out the younger kids to build tradition. I told them, you guys are the class that's going to turn it around.
Right.
And they really are. They're doing an awesome job.
That's great. Speaking of which, I got to go back to the roots here and give a little shout out to the Pee Wee guys, because those coaches, my son just got done doing Pee Wee, and Coach Mendoza and Solis and his son, I think Walter's dad was helping out. I mean, those guys, you know, they don't have kids on the team. They're just doing it for the love of the game, love of the town, love of the community. So it all starts there. I just got to give a shout out to those guys.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate everything they do. And the kids even talk about those days still at practice.
Right.
You hear them talk about
right.
Pee-wees and Coach Mendoza and the things
right.
they did.
He's a legend.
They love him. And he comes and supports them and he talks to them. It's a special thing. It all starts there.
That's great.
And that's a great point, P. Gibby. The coach and I have talked a lot this year about building a program. Programs that are consistently successful have very good peewee teams to back them up, very good junior high teams to back them up. It's definitely like that in Hotchkiss. It's like that with every team in Grand Junction. Coach, how – just describe, I guess, the process of taking so many positive steps this year towards building a program.
We're trying to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have fun.
Right.
And become a family, enjoy coming to practice, enjoy each other's company. And we talk about making memories every day. And the kids have bought into that, and they are making memories.
All right. Well, that's a lot. That's all I got. Eric, you got anything else you want to cover?
Just a couple more questions.
Yeah,
just because some listeners have asked me to ask you, do you teach at the high school?
I do. I'm the math teacher
okay.
at the high school.
And talk about your dad, Pops, Eric McCray. He has many, many years with coaching experience, right?
Oh, probably. I talked to him. He said this was his 40th set of two-a-days when we started the season.
And did he coach in Colorado with high school teams here?
Yeah, and most of them have been at the 1A, 2A level, too. Small schools. He's a small-town guy.
Uh-huh.
He had a little stint in Greeley West, went big, and then he had
and
myself
he's accepted
and my
his
sister.
He's accepted his role as your assistant, or
yes.
does he try to up, you know, he doesn't try to uptown you anytime or anything?
Oh, no, we've had some
couple
nice
moments.
Discussions on the sideline.
We got to go for it.
We had, yeah. It's been fun. It's been pretty special. And I told the boys, I was like, I just like coaching with my dad. I mean, that's
right.
something you don't get an opportunity to do. But there was one time in, I think it was CSCS game, the first round, where I told him, I was like, we got to do this. And we already had a little issue earlier. And he's like, is that an order?
Yeah.
I said, it might be.
That's great. So how do you keep these kids focused on their academics here as well, Coach? It's a big week. You know, a lot of playoff action. I know that's a focus.
For some of them, it's a challenge. For others, it's not. But you tell them, get to class, be respectful, sit down, do your work, be very respectful. I mean, it's a challenge for some of these boys, but they're getting better.
Yeah.
And our GPA is getting better every week. So
that's good to hear. That's important. All right, folks. Eric, you got anything? You got another one?
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Big game. Good luck, Coach. I wish I could go. I've already got plans to go to watch the Buffs hopefully get their first win against Cal tomorrow. So.
Well, if we can earn one more, that's been our motto. Earn one more, you can come watch us.
All right, earn one more. There you go. All right, that's Coach Brent McCray, folks, from the Paonia Eagles varsity football team. They're heading to Buena Vista tomorrow, 1 o'clock, state semifinals. We're sending the love out to everybody on the team, and best of luck, Coach.
Go Eagles.
Thank you, guys. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.